what I always think is a really important thing about masturbation is it just makes you more sexually self-aware. You understand your own body, you know what feels good, you know the lay of the land, and you also get really valuable information about what you like. So then when a partner says, what do you like? What turns you on? How do you like to be touched? You have an answer. You know how your body works. You're not waiting for a partner to come in and figure it out for you like I was. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. Solo sex is an integral part of being sexually healthy, but how do you spice up your masturbation routine? And how do you get rid of shame surrounding solo sex? Well, I get into all this and more in today's best of episode, including the health benefits of masturbation, common masturbation fantasies, and whether or not your vibrator is desensitizing your clitoris. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. And this recent review, because we read all your reviews, this is from Sam, whose question we answered on the show. Wow, thanks, Emily. It was so great to hear my question on the show, and my wife actually listened with me and expressed a lot of support. Well, we'll see what happens. But no matter what, thanks so much. Thank you, Sam, and thank you. We will be reading your reviews, and I just want to remind you that the more you review our show, the more people will get to see this episode because of the algorithms. It means that it's just going to be in front of more people, and that means that all your friends and lovers and family will be having more sex-positive information served their way. So thank you all. Oh, and while you're at it, as long as you're there, just subscribe to the Sex with Emily podcast. You just have to press subscribe, and then you'll never miss an episode. My new articles, How to Find the G-Spot, and Sexy Stocking Stuffers are up on sexwithemily.com. You're all loving our articles, so please read them and appreciate them. Send them to a friend. Send them to your lover. It's really great sexting to send an article to your partner and be like, I was reading this. What do you think? It's hot. I don't know. I do it. Maybe it's just me, but I highly recommend it. And if you haven't seen them yet, I have two holiday gift guides out right now. One's on my Sex with Emily website, has all my favorites, sex toys, red light face masks, custom perfumes. There's 50 items in total for your self-care, wellness, and pleasure needs. And the other one is on my Shop with Emily site, and it's just all my go-to sex toy recommendations to spice up the holiday season. You can find that one in shopsexwithemily.com, but I will link both in the show notes. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Today, we're looking at how masturbation benefits you. I mean, this is your solo sex we're talking about. So we're asking you, how can you get more out of it? And more specifically, how you can mix up your current masturbation routine to make your orgasms deeper, the experience more erotic, learn more about your body, more exploratory, and new body parts to pay attention to. Let's get into it, all right? Why masturbate? So let's do a little state of the union on masturbation. And this is what you all told me on Instagram about your masturbation practice, because I wanted to know. I asked how often you masturbate, and 38% of you said every damn day, 49% said once or twice a week, 11% once a month, 18% barely and never. So I like this. You guys are out there masturbating. Those are some good numbers. I asked the penis owners, do you masturbate regularly? You said yes, 86%. No is 14%. I asked vulva owners, Do you masturbate regularly? And you said yes, 74%, 26% no. So yeah, after reading all those, what I again find the most fascinating is why are we so quiet about it? You know, like, why don't we want to talk to our partners about it? Why is it so shameful? Why is it to be such a mystery? And I think that's why we have so many problems with it, is because we think it's shameful or we shouldn't be doing it. Sometimes we get jealous of our partner's masturbation, or we think we have to hide it because it's just really, really misunderstood. Why should you masturbate? I understand maybe you have issues with it. You've got shame around it. A lot of you say, I don't need to masturbate because I have a partner. But let's get into why. Well, first, I think we all know it can be really, really pleasurable. But if this will help you move along your masturbation routine, there's also proven health benefits to having a regular masturbation practice. So if you have a penis, masturbation will lower your prostate cancer risk. That's a good one, right? Tone your pelvic floor muscles, which helps penis owners with erectile dysfunction. It can also help you regulate premature ejaculation. And for vulva owners, it can help with urinary incontinence, which is very common after having a baby. Also strengthens your pelvic floor muscles and helps everybody, no matter what body part you have, it helps you have more intense orgasms. It also boosts your immunity, helps you fall asleep faster, and it's a mood booster. I mean, think about it. Don't you feel great after you have an orgasm? It's because you get that incredible chemical cocktail of endorphins, oxytocin, serotonin. But also, what I always think is a really important thing about masturbation is it just makes you more sexually self-aware. You understand your own body. You know what feels good. You know the lay of the land. And you also get really valuable information about what you like. So then when a partner says, what do you like? What turns you on? How do you like to be touched? You have an answer. You know how your body works. You're not waiting for a partner to come in and figure it out for you like I was. I waited a long time until I realized that I had to do the work and I had to figure out what I wanted. So right now, just know that when you're masturbating, it's something that you can share with a current partner or a future partner, which is why I like to call it solo sex. I don't know, something about masturbation. It's just that word. You're like, oh God, masturbation. But it's solo sex. If you think about it, it falls under the larger umbrella of sex itself. It's something that you're doing for yourself, by yourself, unless you're doing mutual masturbation. But mutual masturbation, you can do with a partner, but it's still a solo experience. You're still getting off on yourself and learning about yourself. The next thing I want to talk about is mixing up your masturbation routine. So it seems like a lot of you do masturbate. Maybe you want some ways to elevate your experience, because just like sex with a partner, it can get a little rote. You do the same thing. You hit it and quit it. You just do it to get it over with. So if you're curious about what else is out there, and I encourage you to be curious about it, I hear from a lot of you that you just want to expand beyond purely clitoral stimulation. You want to explore your G-spot or G-area. You know, have you explored your nipples to see what feels good for you, if you can have like a nipplegasm? So I love G-spot stimulators, G-spot vibrators. And penis owners, have you tried sex toys at all? Have you ever done it? Well, the world is your oyster. I recommend like vibrating penis rings, prostate massagers. Just try something different. We're talking about elevating it. So if you've never used a toy or you never used a product, I understand that your hand feels great. But this whole notion that your hand is the only way you should orgasm, you should only orgasm with a partner, is just kind of silly. I mean, think about it. It feels good. It's something different. Why not try it? A lot of you ask me about anal sex and anal play. And I just think that when you're alone is a great time to practice. Like, you don't have to wait for a partner. So what you do is you do what you're doing during masturbation, but you could also just insert a finger, but you can insert a toy. And then when you orgasm, you train your sphincter muscles to clench when it's happening. So that's how you can learn what really feels good to you if you're not ready to bring in a partner, which I think is a great place to start. And you can see if you can have an anal orgasm. You can also try edging. We have a great edging guide on our site at sexwithemily.com. It's a free downloadable guide that will just teach you about lasting longer. That's what edging is all about. These are just some new ways, like, to mix it up if you haven't thought about it before. New neural pathways to pleasure. Even if you're just using your non-dominant hand, if you always use your left hand, use your right hand. Experiment with different pressures and speed, and like, try out different ways. If you always masturbate on your back, masturbate on your stomach, just how do you make it a little bit more fresh, a little bit more surprising? How do you do something different? Okay, finally, before I get into your questions, let's talk about mindful masturbation. I'm going to give you a challenge, and I challenge you to perform mindful masturbation. So mindful masturbation is a little different than regular masturbation, than just your good old what you're doing all the time. But mindful masturbation, the goal here is exploration, not orgasm. Although what I've found is that you likely will orgasm, but you don't have to focus on it. Because when you take the pressure off of like chasing this orgasm, this is when the real exploration happens. So mindful masturbation is truly about aligning your breath with your solo sex, clearing your mind, going slow, paying attention to all the sensations that are arising in your body. So how you do is you want to breathe slowly. You want to aim for six breaths per minute. So you just want to breathe more deeply from the belly. That is key here now to relaxing the vagus nerve. So you're expanding your abdomen. And as you inhale, you're widening your rib cage. That's all it is. You're expanding as you inhale. And then exhale longer than you inhale. That's all. You could even inhale for 3 counts, exhale for 4 counts. So it makes sure that your exhale is a little bit longer, and that's going to help you relax. And why this is important is because I'm trying to get you into a mindful meditative state. You're focusing on the sensations in your body. You're focusing on your breath. You're noticing what feels good to you. It's not so much about fantasy or watching porn or going off in your mind on something. It's about focusing and staying present to what is in the moment so you can learn about your body and you can expand your pleasure. So you also want to try some sensory stimulation. Think about you're like seducing yourself. So you're lighting a candle, you're burning incense, you're putting on your favorite playlist. Maybe you're having some wine or like a bite of chocolate. And the goal is we're getting out of our head and into your body. And remember, as you explore, don't go right for your genitals, okay? They might not be turned on yet and ready. This is about exploring different erogenous zones like your neck, your nipples, your inner thighs. You can play with some ice cubes or body safe candle wax, you know, like try paying attention to everything that you're feeling in the moment. Tease yourself with touch, with toys, and then you can get into touching your genitals, figuring out, and pay attention to what you're noticing. And just get curious, like, oh, I didn't realize that my left side of my clitoris is a little bit more sensitive than my right side, or my hand feels really good on my balls. You know, what are you noticing? And then as you wrap up, try this. Meditate, masturbate, manifest. So as you're in this, you're deep in the moment, you're having your solo sex sesh, and then you use that energy to think about your day, your intentions. Like, what is your goal for the day? What do you want to happen? This is really freaking cool. And then when you like are thinking that, your orgasm can coincide with your manifestation. Like, think about what do I want to achieve today, this week, this month, and that becomes part of your practice. All right? Who's in? Let's talk about what you fantasize about during masturbation. So I asked you also on Instagram, I wanted to know, like, what do you fantasize about? Because listen, having a rich, healthy fantasy life is part of being sexually healthy overall. So I'm not knocking fantasies. So I'm just saying it's really good to kind of try something a little bit more mindful and then play with fantasy. So here's what you fantasize about. You fantasize about past hot encounters, being slightly submissive, receiving oral sex, threesomes with my FWB, not my husband, passionate oral sex, full attention. A lot of you say the last experience you had. Someone else said group sex. Someone else said mutual masturbation, my partner's my favorite thing. Another one of you said I clear my mind, hashtag Zen. Someone else said varies, but often shower sex. My crush, who barely knows I exist. My boyfriend having sex with someone else. Common fantasy. Fairly vanilla sex, usually involving some form of penetration, slow but intense. Giving head or getting head. Being with an enthusiastic partner. Someone else said, I usually relax and focus on how I feel, or I picture getting it from behind while looking in a big mirror. So I hope this inspires all of you to kind of lean into your masturbation routine. Maybe you got inspired to elevate it. And just, I want you all to recognize that masturbation is part of self-care. Truly, it is part of loving yourself. Masturbation is sex with someone you love, and that is you. And you deserve it. And I promise you, the more you masturbate, it will help you be more sexually healthy overall and feel more comfortable with your body. There's a lot of benefits. Don't go away. We'll be right back after a quick break for our sponsors. First, I got to talk to you about Morgasm's CBD infused arousal lube. You've all been loving it. And the more I talk about it, the more you're all going to have the benefits of this lube and arousal gel. It's all in one. What does that mean? Well, you get increased blood flow from the CBD, which helps with pain, muscle relaxation, discomfort. And then you have the arousal lube, which has L-arginine in it, which increases your blood flow, reduces inflammation. So both of these work together to increase arousal, which means when I'm talking about arousal, I mean that process right before maybe you're thinking, I want to get in the mood, I want to have sex, I'm not there yet. You take some Morgasm, you rub it on, you wait a little bit, have your partner do it for yourself, and just getting your body ready for any kind of sexual play. It's water-based, 100% hypoallergenic, oil-free. Morgasm just makes everything about sex feel better. Get your hands on some bottles of Morgasm lube or multiple bottles. From now until December 14th, Morgasm is offering up to 45% off site-wide. Use code EMILY for an additional 15% off your order. No restrictions. So do the math. That's up to 55% off. So go to morgasm.com/sexwithemily to take advantage of these amazing deals. That's morgasm.com/sexwithemily. Use code EMILY at checkout for an additional 15% off. All right, everyone, we'll be right back. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's a kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code EMILY. That's EMILY at hero.co.
This is from Daphne, 22, in the Netherlands. Hey, Dr. Emily, my partner and I have been together for 3 years. And for a while now, we haven't been having a lot of sex. My drive seems to be a lot higher than his, so I end up going for long periods where I feel unsatisfied sexually. We're talking about this. We've tried the yes, no, maybe list, and I hope that will improve. But my main question is about masturbation for women. As a way of shifting my mindset around sex and our relationship, I think I need to try masturbation to satisfy my needs and see if this will help. I do masturbate sometimes, but I notice every time there's a sense of shame or disgust at myself when I do. I start off wanting to touch myself, but halfway through my mind shifts and I have to stop because it just feels gross. I think because of this, I do it under the blankets and with sweatpants on. I also watch porn, but certain triggers make me want to stop, which makes it difficult. For example, if the woman seems to not be fully enjoying it or seems forced to do anything, I just want to stop. How can I get a better relationship with myself and touching myself? I want to not be grossed out by my own desires and thoughts. Thank you. All right, let's talk about this, Daphne. God, this is such a great way to start off the questions here because I think it's really, really common, no matter what your gender, I hear from a lot of you that you just feel shame about your practice. You know, you do it and then right after you're like, you feel awful. And shame comes from a lot of different places. It can be psychological, it can be trauma-based, it can be cultural, generational, come from your early messages you heard about masturbation. But there's just so much shame around masturbation, and it's just very common. So I want you to first ask yourself, can you remember, can you think about where the source of shame comes from? This is the first step. Was it your culture, your religion? Maybe you just thought that women shouldn't masturbate, because I'm telling you, when I was growing up, I only saw men masturbating. I only thought penises masturbated, and I didn't even know it was an option. So think about that. And then getting to the source is really key, because once you realize it and you realize, oh, that's not me talking to myself. That is messages from society. I am now an adult woman and I deserve pleasure. And then you can kind of come up with some affirmations. You could try doing it every day, writing around affirmations about, you could just say like, I am a sexual being and I deserve a pleasure and it's okay for me to touch myself. That's how I'm going to learn about myself. Flip your negative statements into positive. So that's the first thing. And then over time, start surrounding yourself with more sex positive people, sex positive messaging. I'm so glad you listened to this podcast, because I think that since most of us just never talk about sex, we don't hear about sex, and all we hear is really limited. It sounds like you grew up in a place where it wasn't okay. So now the more you fill your ears and your mind and your time with just sex positive people and messages, you're going to be able to flip this around. I would recommend the mindful masturbation practice for you, which is more about like breath and getting to know yourself. Take time to breathe when you stop masturbating. Like you said, you just want to stop. You don't have to leave the room. You can just say, okay, this is my old messaging, and then breathe and then go be present and ground yourself in your senses and remind yourself that you're doing something healthy and you're doing something for yourself and you're doing something for your pleasure. So it's going to take time. Please be patient. And also know this, you don't have to just rely on random porn that you find. I understand that maybe some of the porn you're watching doesn't feel consensual, but you can try to like source your own erotica. Audio erotica can be really hot. So just remember, be kind to yourself. I wish you so much love on this journey, Daphne. So you got this. This is from Manny, 33, in San Diego. Hey, Dr. Emily, I'm currently single and not involved with anyone sexually right now. Masturbation has gotten to a point where it's just not that exciting. Nothing compared to having sex with a person. I've used all the great toys out there for men, and I've done all that self-care stuff when you look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself how sexy you are while masturbating. I'm trying to get away from visual aids like porn and websites that show girls that are nothing but tens, because I believe it puts the wrong expectations in my head. Bottom line is that while I have all this single time to myself, how can I make masturbation fun again? I'm only masturbating maybe once a week, but I want to do it more and look forward to it. I'm just tired of the fantasy and want something real. Please help. All right, Manny, love your question here. And I love that you, God, you really must be listening to the show, or you really just, I love that you're in such a grounded place with this and you realize that, yeah, I could keep masturbating the same way forever, or I could learn to expand my sexual repertoire. So here's some ways that you can mix up your masturbation routine. Ready? This is for penises specifically. Well, first you can change the position you masturbate in. Because listen, and this goes for vulva owners too, but likely you've masturbated in the same position. So if you're always standing, you can lay on your back. If you sit, you can stand. You can use your left hand instead of your right hand. Just try the positions. You could also masturbate if you work out. It's great to masturbate after you work out, because you release really good hormones when you're working out, like adrenaline and dopamine, and your endorphins are high at that point. So your blood flow is great. Your pelvic floor muscles are relaxed. That's a great time to masturbate. Explore some other areas like the taint or the perineum. So the perineum is between the penis and the anus and has so many nerve endings. And so you can also put some vibrating sex toy there while touching your penis. With your other hand, you could stroke your perineum. It provides indirect stimulation to your prostate, which could feel really good as well. You could try a masturbation sleeve and play with anal play, like I mentioned. So much fun to kind of see how it feels to play with toys. Those are some tips for you to mix it up. I wish you, Manny, a very happy Masturbation Month, and I want to hear how it goes with you mixing it up, okay? Stay in touch. This is from Emily, 26, in Seattle. Hey, Dr. Emily, I'm a longtime listener, first-time writer. I'm not sure if you've answered this question before, but sometimes when I'm having sex with my male partner, I have trouble reaching orgasm. Using a vibrator on my clitoris helps, but sometimes I still can't seem to get it. He suggested that maybe I've desensitized my clitoris from overuse of my vibrator. Is that possible? Is my clitoris desensitized from my overusing during masturbation and penetrative sex? All right, I'm glad you are asking this question, because I can't answer enough. You're not going to harm your vagina by using a vibrator. We all get set in our ways, right? There's like a habit. You're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're always using this vibrator. So yes, your nerve endings, your body, you get used to orgasming in the same way. It does not desensitize. But what you need to do is just take a break. Take a break from your vibrator and start exploring sensation and pleasure in other ways that can help teach you how to orgasm without as much of a reliance on a vibrator. So like just like with sex, it's important to try new ways and new techniques to discover ways to get yourself off. Listen, if you like your vibrator, that's awesome. You can also use it with your partner. But like what else can feel good to you? Like with your partner going down on you, maybe a lighter touch, maybe using your vibrator in different places, like holding your vibrator over your pubic mound and not directly on your clitoris. That can feel really good too because it's indirectly stimulating your G-spot and can also stimulate your labia if you just like place it in other places. So I would just start with like masturbating with your hands directly and then maybe bring in your toy. So I think it's just important to find a balance between your hands and your vibrator. Then you can integrate the two. You can start with a lower vibration. You can tease yourself a little bit and get really turned on and then bring the vibrator, switch to your fingers, go back and forth. Just look at it as like something fun and not the goal of being orgasm. The goal is exploration. Over these years that I've been talking about this, I've definitely learned new ways to orgasm. I used to think I can only do it this way with this vibrator. I got stuck too. But then I realized that like I can figure out other ways and not be reliant. But it takes a little bit of work like everything else, right? You know, you could order food to be delivered every day or you could learn to cook. You're still getting nutrition. You're still getting the nutrients. You're still eating a meal. But in one way, you're kind of learning how to do it yourself. And the other way, you know, you're just using a toy. But you're getting the same result. And for the record, I've never learned to cook. And I'm okay either way. This is from Noah, 33 in California. Hi, Dr. Emily. I love the show. It's been a great way for both my wife and I to grow in our sexuality. After growing up in an evangelical purity culture, I'm now coming to a period where I am growing my understanding of sexuality. Part of that is in my masturbation. I recently listened to your episodes about masturbation and many aspects resonate with me, but I'm struggling with where the balance is. You talk about healthy self-love, but there was also a moment that you mentioned someone's partner possibly being addicted to porn. You also mentioned in previous episodes that sometimes when men masturbate too much, they develop a need for a specific rhythm and pressure that they can only fulfill with their own hand. So with this new awakening and lack of shame with my masturbation and viewing porn, which my wife has expressed she's perfectly okay with, I'm also wondering how to know if and when I'm developing unhealthy habits. Oh, Noah, well, I'm just so happy that you've gotten to this place on your journey where you are growing and understanding your sexuality and you realize that shame is something from the past and you can learn to overcome it, talking about it with your wife and experimenting on your own. And I understand, like, this is all true, that sometimes when men masturbate, they do develop a need for a specific rhythm and pressure. We call that the death grip. And so I hear this from a lot of men who are like not able to orgasm with a partner. They could only orgasm in way. And that's because you always masturbate the same way with the same hand doing the same thing, which is why we're also talking about mixing it up in this episode so that doesn't happen to you. So that absolutely can happen. And what you do is you have to learn to try something different so you can rewire the pathways in your brain and learn other ways that you can orgasm. But I don't feel like that's you. You're a grown man and you're starting anew. But again, that is true. And to answer your question about porn, yes, you can become reliant on porn. Well, how do you know that? You absolutely need porn to be on anytime you're sexual. You need to be watching it, looking at it. You need to be thinking about it. And it also becomes a problem when you are too reliant on these methods and you're like, I can't really get off with my partner. If there's consequences to your masturbation routine, like I said, you can't masturbate anymore. You're no longer turned on by your wife. You need to keep escalating and escalating. Like you're watching this kind of porn. Now you need to watch more extreme porn. You know, you just need all of these things to orgasm and to get in the mood. That's when you're going to know. But I think you are so mindful and you're so on top of this stuff, Noah, and you're really doing this in such a beautiful way that I don't think you are a risk factor for any of this. But if you're still worried, you know that I'm not going anywhere, Noah, and I will be here for you. Hopefully this helped you and so many of our listeners. That's it for today's episode. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.